Friends, we are going to be discussing in this shiur Kriyas HaTorah b'Moadim. Very, very exciting. Love the Moadim. And this shiur should be a special schus for Avi Mori, Imi Moras, Isha Yichyu, and for Nechagitl Bas, Reb Chaim Tzvi, B'chol Yotzei Chalatzeh, L'Baracha V'Hatzlacha, B'chol Maaseh Yedeihem, and for Reb Yosef Tzvi, Ben Morrison and Miriam, B'chol Yotzei Chalatzeh, Rabbi David Avram, Ben Morrison and Miriam, B'chol Yotzei Chalatzeh, and Naomi Sarah, Bas Morrison and Miriam, B'chol Yotzei Chalatzeh, Moshe Ben Peshetina, Ali Nishmas Maris Esther, Bas Rib Shmuel, and this is based on the Torah of Harav Soloveitchik's Zichrono Livracha. In the Seches Megillah on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, it says as follows: B'Pesach Kor B'Parsha Moda Shataras Kohanim B'Atzeres Shiva Shvuos B'Rosh Hashanah B'Chodesh Hashvi B'Echad LaChodesh B'Yom Kippur Macharemos B'Yom Tov Rishon Shalchag Kor B'Parsha Moda Shataras Kohanim B'Shakoy Mesachag B'Kavanas Hachag Shneamar V'Idaber Moshe Et Moadei Hashem Al Bnei Yisrael Mitzvatam Sheyu Korim Kol Echad V'Echad Bizmano. So what do we read? Pesach, you read the Parsha of Moados, and Taras Kohanim, that's in Parshas Emor. Shvuis, you read the Parsha of Shiva Shvuos, 7 weeks you should count, culminating in Shvuis. And Rosh Hashanah, you read on the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, which just happens to be Rosh Hashanah, great coincidence. And Yom Kippur, you read Acharemos. On Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, you read the Parsha of Moados in Toras Kohanim, and that's on Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkis. You read the Parsha of Moados and Toras Kohanim. The rest of the days of the Chag of Sukkis, you read the Karbanos, and it is derived from the pasuk that Moses spoke the Moadim of Hashem to the Jewish people, that you read each Moed Bizmano. So each Moed, you read about that Moed. That is the lesson of our Mishnah in Meseches Megillah on Daf 30, page 30b. So we have to understand a number of things in this Mishnah. Number one, why don't we read Parshas Moados Shebetoras Kohanim Ba'atzeres? And Atzeres, what do we read? We read Sheva Shvuos. What about Parshas Moados? Question number one. Because on Pesach and on Rosh Hashanah and on Sukkis, you do read Parshas Moados. And in Atzeres, you don't. On Atzeres, you read the Bechodesh HaShvi, which is Parshas Kol Bechor. So why is Shavuos different? The Ran was omed on this Nekuda, and the Ran writes, L'fi shekvar karu b'Pesach b'Parshas Moados shebetoras Kohanim karim b'atzeres b'Parshas Moados shebemishnah Torah. L'fi shekvar karu b'atzeres b'Parshas Moados shebemishnah Torah chozer nachshav l'kros Parshas Moados shebetoras Kohanim. Since they already read on Pesach the Parshas Moados and Toras Kohanim, on Shavuos we read the Parshas Moados in Mishneh Torah. That's the Parsha of Kol Bechor. And since on Shavuos we read the Parsha of Moados in Mishneh Torah, now we go back and we read the Parsha of Moados in Toras Kohanim. When is now on Sukkis, you go back, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, read the Parsha of Moados of Toras Kohanim. But this is difficult, because what did we read on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, we read the Parsha of Moados in Toras Kohanim. Because what do we read? We read Bechad Bechodesh HaShvi. Bechodesh HaShvi Bechad LaChodesh. And that's in Taurus Kohanim. That's in Vayikra. So if on Pesach we read the Moados of Taurus Kohanim, and on Shavuos we read the Moados of Mishneh Torah, so what we should do then on Sukkot is go back to the Moados, and then on Rosh Hashanah we read from again Taurus Kohanim. So on Sukkot we should go back and read the Moados of Mishneh Torah. So this is a difficulty. This Ran doesn't seem to make sense. If the whole vort of reading the Parash of Moados on Sukkot from Taurus Kohanim is because on Shavuos we read from the Parashas Moados in Mishneh Torah, we started earlier, again, we started already from Kol Bechor, which is many psukim before Shiva Shavuos, but that's the Parash of the Moados in Mishneh Torah. So then why do we jump? Because we shouldn't jump from Shavuos to Sukkot, that Shavuos we did Mishneh Torah, and Sukkot we do Taurus Kohanim. In the interim, we had Rosh Hashanah. And what did we read on Rosh Hashanah? We read from the Moadim of Taurus Kohanim. So since on Rosh Hashanah we read from the Moadim of Taurus Kohanim, then we should now go ahead and read from the Moadim of Mishneh Torah, on just like we did Shavuos, we did Mishneh Torah, Dvarim. Rosh Hashanah, we did Taurus Kohanim, we did from Emor, Sefer Vayikra. And now comes Sukkot, we should be reading again from the Parish of Kol Bechor, the Moadim of Sefer Dvarim. So that's our first Tumiyah. What's pshat that on Atzeres we read Kol Bechor, and if it's because we're going from one to the next, we go from Taurus Kohanim, we want to read both the Modos, we want to read both from Taurus Kohanim and from Mishneh Torah, then why aren't we consistent about it? And since on Pesach we read from Taurus Kohanim, so on Shavuos we read from Mishneh Torah, and then on Rosh Hashanah we read from Taurus Kohanim, so on Sukkot we should be reading from Mishneh Torah. That's question number one. Question number two is, why does the Sugya Paskin later on Shelo Kistam Mishnah? So Abaye says, V'ha'idna nohug alma l'mikri mishach Torah. And for that it says that so Abaye is saying that on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach we read B'Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's Mishach Torah, and we don't read the Parash of the Moados. So in the Mishnah, what does it say in relationship to Pesach? Read the Moados of Taurus Kohanim. And Abaye says, no. Ha'idna no'og alma l'mikri mishach Torah. That today we're no'eg to read on Chol HaMoed Pesach Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not the Moados of Taurus Kohanim. The Mishnah says that Seres, we read Shiva Shavuos, that parasha, the parasha of Kol Bechor. And the Gemara Paskins in Megillah, Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, V'ha'idna di'ika tshrei yomen avdinan kav kitarvayu v'ipcha. Today there are 2 days, we do on both of them, and the opposite. In other words, on the first day we read B'chodesh HaShlishi about Matan Torah, and on the second day we read the parasha of Kol Bechor. And that's like a Cherim in the Braisa, and now like Stam Mishnah. So this is really weird. We have a Stam Mishnah that tells us what to read on Pesach, and then the Gemara says, yeah, but we don't really follow that. And then we have a Stam Mishnah that tells us what to read on Pesach, and we have a Stam Mishnah that tells us what to read on Shavuos, to read Shiva Shavuos, and the Gemara says, no, we don't really paskin like that. On the first day we read B'yom Chodesh HaShlishi, only on the second day we read Kol Bechor, not like the Stam Mishnah. And in our Mishnah, It says that on Rosh Hashanah we read Bachodesh Hashvi, and the Gemara paskins like the Yesh Omrim, Vaidna Dikatre Yome Kama Ki Yesh Omrim Lamachar Vayalokim, Lamachar Vayalokim Nisa Savram. So it emerges then that on Rosh Hashanah we don't read the parish of the Moados at all, because on the first day we do like the Yesh Omrim, which means we read Vashem Pakadis Sara, and the next day we read the parish of the Akeda, Vahalokim Nisa Savram. And Unzer Arbit, our Avoda, is to understand why is the Gemara paskining against the Stam Mishnah? Why are we looking for other deos and brises to paskin like when we have a Stam Mishnah which usually has the greatest authority? On Rosh Hashanah, we end up not reading about the Moados at all. It's a big problem. Another issue is that in relationship to Sukkot and Pesach, the Mishnah says they will read the Parshas Moados in Toras Kohanim. And in relationship to Rosh Hashanah, it says another expression. Read b'chodesh Shvi b'echad l'chodesh. Now the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that you only read about Rosh Hashanah, because you can't have five people reading the parasha of Rosh Hashanah. They're not enough psukim. So lach l'maisi, read the whole parasha like on Pesach and Sukkot. So why did the Mishnah change its style and say that you're reading the parasha of B'chodesh Hashvi b'echad l'chodesh. Say, you're reading the parish of the Moados. Another question. At the end of the Mishnah it says, V'yidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael. Mitzvah sin shukorn kol echad v'echad b'zmano. So, Moshe spoke the Moadim Hashem to the Jewish people. It's a mitzvah they should read each one in the proper time. L'chora, the Mishnah should have quoted the Pasuk as a source for the halacha that's learned afterwards. Uvishar kol yamos hachag v'karbanos hachag. And the other days of Sukkot, you read the karbanos of Sukkot. Because on Sukkot, we finished the discussion about Kriyas HaMoadim that Moshe was mitaken. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was mitaken to read on the Moadim. So what's that based on? That's based on Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael. Mitzvah sin shukorn kol echad v'echad bizmano. So why does the Mishnah not write that after Uvishar kol yamos hachag v'karbanos hachag? What does the Mishnah do instead? The Mishnah does something very odd. So the lashon of the Mishnah is bePesach Korban beParshas Moados haTorah Kohanim baAtzeres Shiva Shvuos bRosh Hashanah bChodesh Hashvi bEchad haChodesh bYom Kippur maAcharei Mos bYom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Korban beParshas Moados shbTorah Kohanim ubShar Kol Yemos haChag bKarbanos haChag bChanukah bNesiim bPurim vYavu Amalek bRosh Chodashim uBrosh Chodshechem bMaamados bMaaseh bRishis bTaniyos Birchos brachos uklalos, ein mafsikim beklalos elachad karias kulam. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbes mincha korin kesidram, vein olam v'nachesben. Shenamar vayidaber Moshe's muadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael. Tzadish yukorim kol echad v'echad b'zmano. That's not the right place for this vayidaber Moshe's muadei Hashem, that each one should be read in the proper time. It should be said after. It tells us that on the shar kol yamos hachag, you read b'karbanos hachag, and then tell us Vayidaber Moshe that you say the inyanim of the chag during that chag, that there's a takan of Moshe to read that chag on the chag. Why do we intersperse here b'nesiim b'chanukah b'nesiim? But Purim v'yavu amal, what does that have to do with Chanukah? Moshe Rabbeinu made takanos about Chanukah? This is mamish the biggest chiddush you're going to hear this week, sweet friends. That Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana to read the parasha of Chanukah on Chanukah. I think Chanukah came a good few months after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. So what's going on over here that the Mishnah only at the end says the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem B'nei Yisrael, tell them to read about the Moed on the Moed, after talking about Chanukah and Purim and this and that, and the Ma'amados and the Taniyos v'chulei, just send Yisheni v'chamishi and Shabbos Mincha, just say it after you read the Karbanos. Ketuv ba Torah, that Ketuv ba Mishnah, which parasha you read on every Moed. And then on Sukkot, you read the Karbanos HaChag. So please, end that off with Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem. But don't wait with Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem until the very end, after you go through Chanukah and Purim, etc., etc. Zeh davar muzar me'od, muzar me'od. So we, sweet friends, definitely have our work cut out for us to try to figure out what is going on in this Mishnah. A lot of problems we have. We don't understand why in Atzeres you're reading from Mishneh Torah, and if you're going in order, then on Sukkot you should also be reading from Mishneh Torah. We don't understand why the Gemara Paskin Shalokistam Mishnah, and then on Pesach you're reading the Sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We don't understand why the Mishnah Paskins on Rosh Hashanah not to read about the Moed of Rosh, not to read about the Moed of Rosh Hashanah, but to read two different parashiyas, Vashem Pakada Sarah, Valakim Nisas Avram, like we do. Why does it change from the Mishnah? Why Pesach and Sukkot? Does the Mishnah use the expression we read the Parashas Modos and Taras Kohanim but not on Rosh Hashanah when you're clearly reading for the Parashas Modos of Taras Kohanim? And why does the Mishnah conclude by telling us Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, not after telling us about the Moadim, but after telling us about a lot of other stuff? Ma'amados, Tainis Tzibur, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, the whole potpourri of Kriyas HaTorah, it's terrific, but it's not Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what we have to understand. Kol atzma shel ha'alacha, af al pi shebiyachas lekriyat ha'torah hi midivreihem, ki alo kol gufa shel kriya biyom tov b'tzibur me'ava chova midrabanan. Ukemuvar b'lashon ha'rambam. ומשה תיקן להם לישראל שיהיו קוראים בכל מועד עניינו. מכל מקום יש בקיום דאורייתא. This is very important. That in relationship to Kriyas HaTorah, which is Midrabanan, because the whole Kriya B'yom Tov B'Tzibur is a Chiyuv D'Rabanan, like the Rambam says in the 13th parak of Hilchos Tefillah, in Halacha Ches, that Moshe was metaking for the Jewish people, they should read B'chol Moed B'inyana, so the term tikein that the Rambam uses appears in the sugya at the end of Megillah in relationship to Limud Hilchas HaChag, in other words, Torah Shebal Peh, and not benogeya to Kriyas Parashiyas HaChag. The Mishnah says Misash Yukorin. Rashi says Rambam says Lashon of tikein. So there's still a kiyum doraisa, and this is mefurish in the Ramban at the end of Parashas Amor, in Vayikra chapter 23, verse 44. Rabbi Seinu darshu bo v'yadaber Moshe Moadei Hashem v'bnei Yisrael. Melamed shaya Moshe omer lam liYisrael, helchos Pesach b'Pesach, helchos Atzeres b'Atzeres, helchos Chag b'Chag, b'lashin shu shomea bo, b'lashin hu omer, kol ha'parashia. So according to the Ramban, v'yadaber Moshe Korin is a Jerusha Gemura that has a Din Torah. There are two halachos. Number one, Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres. So there's a din in teaching the halachos. And there's also the inyan of reading the parasha, because he says the Rabbi Seinu Darshubo Vayidaber Moshe, that Moshe would teach them the Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach Atzeres B'Atzeres Chag B'Chag B'Lashon Shushomea B'Lashon Ahu Omer Kol HaParashias. So you see that this pasuk is a Jerusha Gemura. So if it's a Jerusha Gemura, that means that teaching them the halachas is a Jerusha Gemura, and reading the parish and the chag is a Jerusha Gemura. And the Rambam here uses a lashon. The Rambam uses a lashon of Belashon Ahu Omer Lehem Kol HaParashias. So that would imply that he's telling them the Parashias in the Lashon of the Torah. So there are really two dinim here that the Rambam's Mavliya. One is his Mefurash Hilchas Chag B'Chag, and also Belashon Ahu Omer Lehem Kol HaParashias. So that's the Kriyas HaParasha B'Chag. So you see that in the Ramban that there are two dinim in from Vayidaber Moshe Smoadei Hashem, two kiyumim doraisa, lilmod hilchas achag kol echad bizmano, and kriyas haparasha b'chag. Kriyas haparasha b'chag b'torah shebichsav. So what's the yisod hadin? So again, the yisod, though generally we assume that reading on the moadim is darabanan, but here you see in the Ramban that it's Doraisa. So if we look in the Hemshech Divrei Ramban, we'll find some very wondrous words. The Ramban writes, "Vungles gamon iskav and lezav shamar umalil Moshe yosedim oadayet Hashem va'alefinun." Vanira ki daitu lirmos shalimdim seder modos b'tikuni ha'ibor nimsa lo al pen b'sinai v'nirmas kasher tekuru asam b'kray kodesh v'lindim al peh kol ha'seder ha'makubo b'sod ha'ibor. So l'chor, the Ramban is contradicting himself. First he says, "V'onkelos gam hu niskaven laze." Onkelos also agrees. Why? Because the onkelos agrees because he's holding that these psukim are telling us to read Hilchas Chag B'Chag, as the Ramban copied the Braisa. And then he writes that he's teaching them Sod HaYibur. What is Soda Ibor? When you're Ma'abir Shanim, to keep the Chagim in their proper time, Pesach should always fall out in the spring. What does this have to do with teaching Hilchas Chag B'Chag? First he says that Onkelos says like me, and then he says that Onkelos says to teach them Tikunei HaIbor. That this pasuk is telling us to teach Tikunei HaIbor. Ma pitom. That you just contradicted yourself. You just told me a minute ago that Onkelos agrees with you, and now you're saying Onkelos says he's teaching something totally different. So this is hard to understand. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in Halacha Aleph writes, "Chod she'ashana him chod she'halavana. Shenemar olas chodesh b'chodesho, v'nemar chodesh is elechem rosh chadashim." Kachamu chachamim herlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe b'mayra nevua demus levana ve'amr lo kazeh re'eh v'kadesh. So chod she'ishana are the lunar months, as it says, olas chodesh b'chodesho, and achodesh is elechem rosh chadashim. So the rabbis say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Moshe in a mayra nevua the demus of the levana, and he said to him, kazeh re'eh v'kadesh. He showed him the moon, and he said, this is what I want you to sanctify. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, Mitzvahs Esei, Al Beizdin, Minitzman HaTorah Al Beizdin, Shiyachshu V'yedu M'yira Yerech Olo, Yire, V'shiyidu Shu Esa'edim, At Shiyakad Shu Esa'chodesh, V'yishlechu V'yadu Shar Olam, Be'ezi Yom Hu, Shchodesh, K'de Shiyedu Be'ezi Yom, Hein Amordos, Shenemar Shar Tikru Osem V'korei Kodesh, V'nemar V'shamar Des Achuka Hazos, Limo'ada. So it's a mitzvah essay when I turn the Beis Din to figure out whether the moon's going to be seen or not. to cross-examine the witnesses until they are Mekadesh the Chodesh. Then they tell everybody about it, which day is Rosh Chodesh, to know when the Moados are going to come out. As it says, Asher Tikro Sam Mikroi Kodesh, and it says, Vishamartis Achukazos Lemoada. So they have to make sure to be Koveya the Moadim at the right time. So we have in this Rambam's two obligations on the Beis Din. We have one obligation, which is Kiddush HaChodesh, and we have another obligation, which is Kvius HaMoadim, to make the new month and to establish the holidays. And therefore, sending people out to tell people when the holidays is an integral part of the mitzvah of being Koveya the holidays. The truth is, these are two separate parashiyas. Kiddush v'kviyas HaChodesh are in the parasha of HaChodesh Yisrael Lechem, Kazer Eva Kadesh. And the mitzvah of Kviyus, who bears Mana Moadim, is an Amor, Ela Moade Hashem, Mekrai Kodesh, or Tikro Asam Moadim. And the Rambam put together these two obligations and enumerated them as one mitzvah. They're one mitzvah. We had a whole shir about this. Why are they one mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvahs? Kiddush HaChodesh, v'kviyus HaMoadim. And the Rambam put them together. Rambam put them together also in Halacha Zayin. So what's the shidduch between being Koveya the Chodesh and sending out people for the Moadim? And establishing the Moadim and sending people out? These are two different dinim. There's the din of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's Parsha and Shmos. And then there's the din in Emor. So what's this inyan of Kviyas HaMoadim? Haim kol kiyuma v'chalotam mitbatim al yidei kviyat ha-chodesh v'odah l'am al kviyato? O im yeshna p'ula acheret shal kviyat yom tov levad mikviyat rosh chodesh shebo talui zman ha-moed? So what's pshat in being koveya the moedin? Kviyas ha-moedim is not synonymous with kiddush ha-chodesh. So we have to understand, what's the inyan of kviyas ha-moedim? Is it just telling everybody when the moed fell out? You're Koveya the Chodesh and then you tell everybody when the Moed's going to be? Or is there something else involved? When we look at the Nusach of Brachas, we find two Matbeos Shel Bracha. We find Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chadashim and Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Yisrael Kovim Roshei Chadashim V'Em Gam Kovim Yamim Tovim U'Moadim. We're Koveya Rosh Chodesh, we're Koveya. Like the Gemara says, God sanctifies the Jewish people, and the Jewish people sanctify the times. They sanctify the new month. They sanctify the holidays. But there's still room to ask, how, halacha lemaisa, are they koveya the moadim and the zmanim? How is this kviyus done? Is all there is kiddush hachodesh? There's more than that, because there's also kviyus hamoadim. How's this kviyus hamoadim done? So, it says in the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, I always like when I learn these sugyas, that you would expect this to be a sugya in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But the sugya shows up all the way deep into Maseches Bava Basra, and Kufchav Aleph Amar Aleph. Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis Din. Shabbos Bereishis Eina Tzricha Kviyus Kiddush Beis Din. That the Moadim of Hashem require the sanctification of the Beis Din, and Shabbos Bereishis doesn't require the sanctification of the Beis Din. The Rashbam explains, Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush, Shehayu Mekadshim Mesachodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, Umitoch Kach Miskadesh Moed Bizmano, Shelefi Ibur Hashana, Ve'ibur Chadashim, HaMoadim Misakvim, Avol HaMoadim Atzim Elohim Mekadshim Kima Chadashim. So what does the Rashbam say? That Moadei Hashem require sanctification and not Shabbos Bereishis. They would be Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pi Re'iyah, and through that, the Moed would be Miskadesh Bismana, would be sanctified in the proper time. Because since they do Ibur Shana, They have it every year, and Ibur Chadashim, sometimes an extra day of the month. So because of that, the Moed is Misakev. The Moed is pushed off. But the Moedim themselves, they wouldn't be Mekadesh. They would be Mekadesh, the Chodesh, that the Av Beis Din says Mekudesh, everyone says Mekudesh, Mekudesh. It's learned out from Asher Tikro Sam, Atem, two times, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, the nation says, Mekrai Kodesh, plural, the Av Beis Din says Mekudesh, they say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So, and that's the Tikkun HaMoados V'Kedusha Sam, that they'd be Mekadesh, the Chodesh Al Pi Ariyah. That's how they were Metakin L'Moados. So the Shita of the Heilige Rashbam is that the Moados Ba'atzman, Moados themselves, need Kiddush V'Kviyus. That's why they're called Mekrai Kodesh. The Moados are not Miskadesh themselves. Beis Din is Miskadesh them. However, the act of Kiddush Moados is not separate and distinct from the act of Kiddush HaChodesh. When they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, they're also Mekadesh the Moados. And not only those that are Chal on that month, rather the Moadei Hashem of the whole year. Because every Kviyus Chodesh is obviously going to be significant also for the future, because that's going to determine when a future holiday is going to take place. And therefore, Beis Din would be Mekadesh b'Kiflayim, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe always says in his letters, Kiflayim l'Sushia. And they'd say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, in order to include the Moadim in the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Chodesh is Miskadesh, the Moed is Miskadesh, and that's the halacha, that Pu'ulas Kiddush v'Kviyas HaChodesh is chal on the Moedei Hashem as well. And each Kiddush has two chaloisim, two chaluyot, Chodesh and Moadim. The Rashba, in his Chidushim there, brings the Rabbeinu Chananel, who went even further. And after he quotes the Rashbam, he writes like this. For Rabbeinu Chananel Zal Kosav, V'zeh Lashono, Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis Din, Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Kidsham, Shenemar Vayidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem L'Bnei Yisrael, Dibur Zeh Kiddush HaMoados Humipi Moshe, Shaminan Mina, Shamoadim Tzrichim Kiddush Beis Din L'Kavam, V'lomar HaMoed B'yom Zeh HaMekudesh. That Moadei Hashem need Kiddush Beis Din because Moshe Rabbeinu sanctified them. As it says, Vaydaber Moshe Smoadei Hashem. This dibur of Kiddush HaMoados is Mipi Moshe. So we see from this, we hear from this, that the Moadim require Kiddush Beis Din to establish them and to say, the Moed on this day will be holy. Wow! So we have from Rabbeinu Chananel, quoted by the Rashba, that the Moadim require a separate Maisik Vius. They not only have to be Koveh the Chodesh and the through that you're also Kaveh the Moed, but no, according to this, the Moed is the Miskadesh separately. Moedim Tzichim Kiddush Beis Din. And they say that on this day the Moed is going to be Mekudesh. We had a beautiful shir on this some time back. We saw the, I think it's the first simon of the Sefer of Hagon Rav Aaron Cohen, who was the great tzaddik in Chevener Rosh Yeshiva, and told us Aaron Chassid, a very unique blend. Anyway, here's a Sefer Beis Aaron, which I love. We've learned from there before together. You've been with me for those. Anyway, so he talks about this, and it's also a beautiful simon about this, and the deep air on Sefer Vayikra of the great Gaon Otzum V'Noira of David Yitzchak Mann that we learned a number of years ago. Akopanim, we see here a Machlokas Rishonim. What's pshat in the Beis Din being Mekadesh the Moed? Is it when they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, they're Mekadesh the Moed? That's the Heilige Rashbam. Or is it that when they were Mekadesh the Chodesh, it's not that through Kiddush HaChodesh the Moed was also Miskadesh. They had a separate Kiddush for the Moed. Not that it's one and the same, they were Mekadesh the Chodesh, they're also Mekadesh the Moed like the Rashbam. But they had a separate Kiddush HaMoed, and they say the Moed on this day is going to be Mekudesh. In any event, according to both opinions, there is a kvius modim through the Beis Din, im ba'akifin, v'im b'mei sharim, whether direct or indirect, where they're makadish the moed. However, we have a tradition that the moedim are miskadesh al yedei Am Yisrael, like it says in Beitza, Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, Mekadesh Yisrael v'rosh echadashim. So God has sanctifies the Jewish people, and they sanctify the times. So you see from here that the Beis Din as we discussed in a recent shiur serves as the representative of the Jewish people are sanctifying the Moedim because it's the Jewish people who sanctify the Moedim. That's interesting. Shabbos and Moed. Moed is coming from above. And Shabbos, Moed is from down here. We do it. And Shabbos is from above. So that's all good, Bismana Re'iyah, that the Moed be Miskadish Ayideh based in. What do we do, Bismana Zeh? We don't have it based in. How are the Moedim established and sanctified without a Maisa Mitzat Yisrael? So l'chora, the answer is Pashut. That we have Halacha Moshe Misinai, that the Moedim are Miskadish Ayideh Cheshbon. Bismana Re'iyah, the Jewish people sanctify it. Otherwise, we just have a Cheshbon. On the other hand, we have to know that even Bizman HaCheshbon Rechoseh Mekadish Yisrael V'Azmanim. So even Bizman HaZeh the Moedim are Miskadish Al Yidei Yisrael. So it's Pashut that the true Kviyus HaMoedim even Bizman HaRe'iyah is not the Beis Din. It's really Knesset Yisrael. The Beis Din are doing the shlichus of the Jewish people, Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, Ma'abir Shana V'Kaveyas HaModos, but the Chalos Kiddush is done by the entire Jewish people. When we follow the Moedim, when we keep the Moedim, and that's why it's that we say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, because it's not enough that the Beis Din says Mekudesh. We also have to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. That's Kviyus Ha'am. Like it says, V'chol Amon Ma'achrov Mekudesh, Mekudesh, because we also have a part in it. And Tosin Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. That why didn't Levi, who was in Bavel, stop them when they were knowing Yom Kippur in a time that wasn't Nikbal Pi based in Beretz Yisrael? Why didn't he stop them from eating on the tree Yom Kippur? And Tosis answers, since the Bnei Bavel made a mistake and they were Kaveh Vitzom on the wrong day, that's included in Atem Afilu Shogim, their kvius is a kvia. So Klal Yisrael is Kaveh the Moedim. And Beis Din are the shluchim of Klal Yisrael to be koveh the Moedim. And that's Bizman HaRe'iyah and even Bizman HaCheshbon. When we keep the Moedim, we're koveh the Moedim. So during the time of the Re'iyah, you need a Maisa Beis Din accompanied by the Jewish people. And Bizman HaZeh, it's Al Pi Ma'aseinu. So we have a Cheshbon, but we do it by our Maisim. And this we also see in the Rambam. That Bizman is that we have a Cheshbon. The Rambam says that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that if there's a Sanhedrin, it's Al Pi Re'iyah. There's no Sanhedrin, it's Al Pi Cheshbon. But the bottom line is that it's Nikba Al Yidei Kol Yisrael. That remains until today. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud Gimel, Zeh Shana Mechashim Bizman Hazeh Kol Echad Ve'Echad Be'Iro, Rosh Chodesh Chodesh Yom Ploni V'Yom Tov V'Yom Ploni, Lo B'Cheshbon Shelanu Anu Kovim, V'Lo Anu Anu Somchin, Shein Ma'abim Shana V'Kovim Chadashim B'Chutz La'aretz, Ve'Ein Anu Somchin Al Cheshbon B'nei Eretz Yisrael V'Kviyasim. So even Bizman Hazeh, it's Talui in the Kviyus of Eretz Yisrael. So there Koveya the Chodesh, even though we have a Cheshbon. And the Moadim, like we said before, that is done by the entire Jewish people. That when we keep the Moadim, that's what establishes the holiness of the Moadim. Even though we don't have a Beis Din anymore to do it, but our Shmira of the Moadim, that in itself, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. He is Mekadesh us, and we're Mekadesh Zmanim. How? By keeping the Zmanim. And we were marich about this in a shir that we just gave today, three-part shir on Kvius, on why we don't go back and say Halel and say Yalav Yavo if we miss it in Mariv, and we launched into a whole discussion about Kiddush HaChodesh. So I highly recommend you listen to those three shiurim, you're mitzarif them to this, and it all comes together. That's the yisod of the Kvius Rosh Chodesh. Yes, we have a Cheshbon. Yes, Rambam says it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but that's not all there is. In addition to that, that's the fact that we keep them. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam says, we're somech in Eretz Yisrael on the Cheshbon. And then in Chutz La'aretz, there's somech on us. And that's the whole idea of being mevarech the new month and announcing it and holding the Torah, which unites everybody together. That all connects to Kviyas HaChodesh. And that's Talu in Klal Yisrael, and so to the Moadim. The Kiddush of the Moadim is Talu in the Shmir of Am Yisrael. When we're Shomer the Moadim, that's how we're Mekadosh the Moadim, even Bizman Hazeh. And again, the Tafkid of the Beis Din, when there was a Beis Din, is as the representative of Klal Yisrael. But now that we don't have the Beis Din anymore, it's Klal Yisrael that does it, through their Shmiras HaMoadim. So we are, please God, going to expand on this in a future shir, and we are going to see continued Niflos B'Torah Hashem. So I ask you to please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. B'li Neder, hope very much to continue. Hashem should give us life and Simchas Chaim and the financial means. We'll be zochet to continue. Shalom.